There's no one here. I don't really need to introduce anyone.
All right, this is a public rulemaking hearing held in accordance with the State Administrative Procedure Act, specifically 24-4-103, Colorado Revised Statute. The day is May 4th, and the time is 2 o'clock p.m. We are meeting in the Secretary of State's Aspen Conference Room on the third floor of the Office of the Secretary of State at 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. I'm Deputy Secretary of State Suzanne Start. I'm convening this hearing in accordance with the rulemaking published on March 30th, 2017, and I'm conducting the hearing on behalf of the Secretary of State under the authority granted to the Secretary in Section 313201 CRS. With me today is Steve Bowie, Campaign Finance Manager, and Melissa Polk, our Campaign Finance Legal Specialist. This hearing concerns what? Oh, and Chris Reynolds. What?
No, I just meant Melissa Polk.
I said Polk, didn't I?
I know.
Oh.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. Okay. This hearing concerns the administrative termination of a committee that is registered with the Secretary of State's office. And the list of the committees are Bob Landgraf for the Board of Education, Bridge the Gap, Campaign Committee to Elect Kathleen Foster, Citizens for Justice, Colorado Association of Health Plans Political Action Committee, Colorado Growth Project, Committee to Elect Alan Rosenfeld, Committee to Elect Dale Nelson, Committee to Elect Joe Segura, Committee to Elect Mark Lewis, Cynthia Robeck for La Plata County Commissioner, Hansen for Thompson, Sacha Mero for HR 57, Schomp for Schools, and South Fork Issue Committee. The notice of hearing on the closure of inactive committees was issued on March 30, 2017 and published on the Secretary of State's website. The notice set the hearing on the closure of these committees for today at this time and location. Notice of hearing will be made part of the record of this proceeding, and copies are available on the table by the back door. The Secretary of State, in accordance with Campaign and Political Finance Rule 12.4, has authority to terminate committees which have failed to file required reports for six consecutive reporting periods or have not filed reports for a period of 18 months, whichever happens first. The Secretary has determined that the closure of inactive committees is helpful in working towards our goal of increased transparency in campaign finance reporting. In the event that this office determines that closure of a committee is warranted, such committee will be closed by the Secretary of State. Outstanding penalties will not be discharged. This is a formal rulemaking hearing. The meeting is audio recorded and all contents become part of the official record. This hearing is also being broadcast over the Internet. Hearing is conducted in accordance with the state APA. We will apply these procedural rules necessary to conduct a fair and expeditious hearing. Specifically, I'll provide an opportunity to each committee through its registered agent to put on evidence related to the termination. Then I'll provide an opportunity for any objectors to make their objections. For anyone who wishes to testify, there are sign-up sheets on the table. You must sign up in order to testify. For any person who provides testimonial evidence, I will swear the person in as a witness, and the parties will be provided an opportunity to cross-examine witnesses for each party. If documentary evidence is offered, I will provide each party an opportunity to object to the admission. If the document is admitted into evidence, I'll direct that it be marked as an exhibit. At the end of the presentation of all evidence, I'll then provide each party an opportunity to summarize their position. Then I'll take matters under the advisement. This hearing is scheduled to conclude by 3. Are there any committees represented by their registered agents present? You want to just tell us who you are and who you represent?
Of course. My name is Charles Sheffield. I am here in representation of the Colorado Growth Committee. Colorado Growth Project.
Okay.
About 7th or 8th on the list, it looks like. I just wanted to formally go on record saying I don't have any objection to closing it down. In fact, I thought I had closed this down. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was from a prior life when I was working for a contract lobbying firm, which I've since left. So I was kind of surprised to see that I was still open, so I absolutely would appreciate your assistance in shutting this down officially. I also understand that I have quite a bit of late filing fee assessments against this committee.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that we can't discharge that here, but I would be curious if that's germane to these proceedings or if it's an aside conversation with some of the committee members about how I can go about appealing or at least addressing some of those outstanding fines as well.
It's not part of this hearing, but once we're concluded, you can feel free to talk to the staff about the process to try to obtain a waiver or what would happen from this point forward.
We'll do.
All right.
So with that, I'll conclude my comments. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. And there's nobody here, obviously, to object. So at this time, I will take the matter under advisement and will be issuing a decision within 72 hours. This concludes the hearing, and the time is 2:05.